I'm now going to give you this edition's quiz question to test your little grey cells. And again, we're in the area of general knowledge. And we want to know, a mythical centaur was half man and what else? We'll give you the correct answer to that next week. And now for three more items of information. Firstly, how we can prepare for further strike action. 5 days of strikes by junior doctor members of the British Medical Association led to more appointments being cancelled across Mid-Essex and longer queues at A&E. However, local NHS leaders are appealing for the public support to reduce pressures during such days. Top tips for Mid and South Essex residents include: make sure you have supplies of the essential prescription medicine you will need over the strike periods. Use the online form on your GP's website or the NHS app to order your repeat prescriptions if you can. Make sure you get requests in plenty of time, allowing up to 5 working days before you need more medicine. If you have a pre-booked appointment at a hospital or a clinic, attend as scheduled unless you have been contacted and your appointment has been postponed. GP services are usually open as normal, so please contact your practice as usual on their online form on their website. If you need urgent help, use NHS 111 online or call 111. Your symptoms will be assessed and you will be provided with healthcare advice or an appointment to see a doctor or nurse if this is needed. NHS 111 can also send an ambulance and can book an appointment for you in some services, like urgent treatment centres. If you are in a mental health crisis, call NHS 111 and get straight through to mental health help by selecting option 2. Feeling a bit under the weather? The NHS website has lots of advice to help you look after yourself when you have minor symptoms. There is also information about what is a serious medical emergency. Pick up a few medicines while you're shopping so that you can look after very minor illnesses or injuries yourself. You can buy essentials like paracetamol, ibuprofen, plasters, antiseptic cream, allergy medicine, and indigestion remedies from pharmacies and supermarkets for less than the cost of a prescription. Remember, cheaper non-branded versions of medicines work just as well as branded products. Our second item is about a national award for a caring health worker. Healthcare assistant Claire Wooding has claimed a top award thanks to her commitment to making a difference in patient care. Little Dunmow resident Claire works in the peripherally inserted central catheter and vascular access team at Broomfield Hospital, part of Mid and South Essex NHS Foundation Trust. She has been presented with the Chief Nursing Officer Award from NHS England for the compassion, dignity and empathy she shows patients. Claire said, "When I found out, I burst into tears. It was such a surprise. It's so lovely to be recognised. My patients are everything to me. I love caring for them and making their day a little brighter." She was nominated due to the efforts she takes to ensure the highest standards in patient care and cheer up patients during what can be a difficult time in hospital. And our third item is about free winter warmer packages for guest customers. The Cadent Foundation has relaunched its annual Winter Warmer campaign. Working in conjunction with Community Action charity partner Groundwork, the foundation is set to distribute more than 5,000 winter packs between now and March to those customers living in the most vulnerable situations across KDENT's network, including Braintree. The winter packs, filled with hot water bottles, gloves, scarves, hats and blankets, aim to provide a warming boost and help people to stay warm at home during the colder months. Now in its fourth year, the packs will be distributed as an emergency intervention to those most in need via local food banks and community hubs in towns and cities across the UK. With recent research highlighting that 41% of people on low incomes are struggling with energy bills and do not know where to turn, the PACs aim to provide a helping hand at a time when many are still scared to turn on their heating. The KDENT Foundation is funded by Local Gas Network. So that's all for the special information. Now it's back for the rest of this week's news items.